So I want to take you on a journey. God willing, he will bring clarity up to the whys that things happen and why we are where we are and the plan of God in the midst of this. So Father, I ask that you would give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to perceive what your Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
I was pondering on some of the things that have been in my heart this past couple of weeks, and looking towards the Lord, what's next, what's next, what's next? And he reminded me that he's in the process of restoration. And to restore,
wow, thank you, Lord,
what he has placed on the schedule. Mm-hmm. Not maybe the way I want it, but the way he wants it. And I think we underestimate, when God created Adam and Eve, he didn't create them with failure in mind.
Amen.
Yet, when we look at ourselves, we have almost a perception of failure that bounces in the minute God gives us something to do.
Amen.
Why? Because we're living in a fallen situation. And he was pressing me to remember Romans 8, that all of creation is crying out for the sons. It's S-O-N-S, sons of God, to be revealed. Meaning, they're not here yet, but they are being prepared. And it's ironic that you see the recreation that happened from birth. And by the way, Mary, you're guilty again, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. When Jesus came into the realm, everybody expected him to come into a royal place. And he landed in a manger, of all places. So he baffled the wise, didn't he? He baffles you and me every time we think we know what's next. So I want to take you to Genesis. Just briefly, chapter 1, verse 26. If you'll go back to 25, you'll see that he started with the wild animals, etc., and the livestock, and all the creatures that move on the ground. But 26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Now I could take you there and begin to decree all the garbage that goes on, because there's more respect for the animal kingdom than there is for his creation. And you can see that because of the abortions, because of selfishness, and because of the lack of concern for humanity. I can tell you that if the veterans had a list of the things that had been, they've been mistreated on, and compared them to the animals that are well taken care of, you'd be shocked that the animals get preferred treatment. They don't wait 3.5 months for an appointment. I can remember taking my little dog to the vets, and the vet was awesome, okay? Took care of every aspect of my little tiny pooch, okay? I go to a doctor a few months later, and I remember how he treated me. And how he treated me is not against doctors. It's against what was happening to me. And I remember going back to Dr. Trump and saying, don't ever send me back to that man. He's not a man. He's not even worth the vet. My dog got better care, and more concern was given to the dog than I was. In fact, he never even acknowledged that I was in the room and I was facing surgery. Now, my friend who just came out of the hospital, a specialist came into his room and insisted on doing something, and he refused. And then he calls me and he says, Kim, what do I do? And I says, ask for a second opinion. And he demanded a second opinion. That second opinion caused a complete turnaround in his circumstances, and the level of trust was restored. Why? Because when we see men or women created in God's image acting like they're coming straight out of hell, and I'm not mincing any words here, their actions and reactions spell where they're serving. The vet was serving the Most High, taking care of my pooch. The doctor who took care of me was serving who? Himself. He may have been looking for the money he needed. He may have been looking for the moments that he was with me in that office space. But was I really considered as a human being? Absolutely not. Like I told you, my dog got better attention. I didn't say anything to the man because it was a test. Did I pass the test? Yeah, I believe I did. Did I respect the gentleman? I didn't respect his way of doing things. You see, when people are looking at you and I as men and women of God, do we represent the one that created us or the one that's trying to destroy us? And it doesn't take 3 months to figure it out.
Amen.
A few seconds in their presence, and you know the motivation is selfishness. What happened when Adam was created? Okay? Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. I could go on and on. What I'm getting at is this. The victorious resurrected Christ is a picture of the sons. They will go through these stages. And we go through those stages. Do we enjoy some of it?
Some of it, yes.
Yes. Do we also get challenged in some of the things that we go through? Mm-hmm. Is it intended of God that we go through a test? We come out on the other side. Mm-hmm. Will we be winners every time?
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. With him we will.
With him we will. But sometimes when the circumstances happen, you get crushed.
Yeah, amen.
Do I get a show of hands that you've been crushed a few times?
Amen.
Thank you. That crushing is not the hopeless part of it. But the Christ in you, the anointed part of you, the spirit within you, does begin to then say, wait a minute. What are you going to use in this mess, Lord, to turn it into good? How am I going to survive this? And what do I have to learn? And what's the foundation underneath? Such as we talked about last week about the pride. The pride in you and I is just so sneaky, it rouses up when you least expect it.
Amen.
Okay? The self-defense. I'm right and you're wrong.
Amen.
Or whatever argument you start to give. Jesus gave us an example through looking at Adam. Adam was given everything. And he didn't realize what he had. The same applies to you and me. We don't understand Christ in us yet. I believe that he wants to take his creation, meaning humanity, so much higher than that animal kingdom. And I'm not disrespecting those who are working to make sure that the animal kingdom is good. But you know what? We should be working for humanity to be lifted up.
Amen.
And for human life to be respected, such as the animal kingdom is. They get so bent out of shape because a whale dies. And you can see it in headlines. Yes? Mm-hmm. You can see it on television. You can see it in the newspaper. A child dies, doesn't even make a ripple in the water. Why? Because humanity has been degraded by the darkness. But that doesn't mean it's going to remain there. Amen. So if you'll close your eyes, lift your hands to him. Say, Father, today, we ask that you coordinate us. With the Spirit of the Father.
With the Spirit of the Father.
Who created Adam and Eve. In the likeness. Of the gorgeous nature of Jesus. Because he's the second Adam. He came to replace the one that failed. And he's alive in me by his Spirit. And I want more. I'm not satisfied.
I
want to lift up
humankind.
Human creation. That wasn't meant to be nasty. It was meant to be holy. And so shall I be. Holy unto him. A temple where he can live. And serve.
And
love.
Unconditionally.
The broken. The sick.
The
deceived. And the mentally difficult situations. Because sometimes we're caught in those places. And we try to figure it all out. Instead of trusting the Spirit within us. So I trust you, Holy Spirit. Guide me.
Give me wisdom.
So that I can be.
A representative.
Of the regenerated.
Christ Jesus.
In the earth.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. And God willing, we'll see you guys Tuesday. And be blessed. Be blessed and be a blessing. I want to thank each and every one of you for your obedience. Because I do believe the body of Christ is coming alive and I don't want you to stop. Okay? Hey.